take a call. William is with us calling from Salt Lake City. William, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for including me in this conversation.
Sure.
I represent the Jewish Community Relations Council. I'm the chair. I didn't know what to expect when I began listening. When I hear this individual mention Pearl Wolfowitz international banking conspiracy, I hear the worst kinds of anti-Semitism. I hear him basically blaming the Jews for 9/11, and I am deeply offended. I mean, Al-Qaeda, which is notorious for its anti-Semitism, flew those planes into 9/11, and now I hear this individual blame my religion, my people, for something as horrible as that. For literally thousands of years, we have been hated for the death of Christ, for the bubonic plague, for World War I, for World War II. Every horrible thing that has happened to society, people have blamed the Jews, and I'm deeply offended.
William, we're glad you called. Dr. Goldberg, you're hearing some euphemisms in there in what Dr. Jones is saying and some of the theories there as well.
Absolutely. It was no surprise to me that the standard stories of conspiracy would be incorporated into the 9/11 plot lines, that the usual suspects would be trotted out for view and for condemnation. And one of the earliest theories to come out of 9/11 was that the Jews were responsible. The question there always is, as Dr. Jones indicated, who benefits? Who has the cunning? Who has the ability to do this kind of act? And the argument was it was the Israelis. The Israeli Mossad, Israeli's counterpart for the CIA, had engineered this catastrophe. They had infiltrated Al-Qaeda. They had hoodwinked a group of Arabs into following Israeli policy. Osama bin Laden, in this case, becomes a patsy, and I hope that word will resonate for many listeners. But the question has been long that the Jews were involved. And a couple other things about this. There had been a rumor that 4,000 phone calls were made the night of September 10th to the Jewish employees of the World Trade Center saying, don't go to work that day. Who benefits from a jihad between Christians and Muslims? Well, who benefits, of course, the Jews and Israel? Dr. Jones talks about the world bankers. Well, the world bankers is a euphemism for the Jews. And many of these conspiracy theorists argue that, well, we saw the highlights and the outlining of the 9/11 disaster in a book called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a Tsarist forgery from the early part of the 20th century. So is it a surprise that the Jews are trotted out? Hardly.